I'm going to tell you a love story. First of all, as you know, when someone is waiting for the beloved to say something, they're scared. They worry. They tremble. Not only that, but they parse each word. What did she mean by that? Why did he say this? Love is another way of saying anxiety. And the two are bound up together. And that realization leads Borges to say that falling in love is creating a religion with a fallible God. That is, you worship someone only to find out that they're human. But the love story I'm going to tell you isn't like that. In this case, it's a love story of creating a religion with a real God. Because standing at Sinai was the first act of the love story. Now, you could say it was the second act, because before that there was the disillusion that follows it with Egypt and so on. But remember that the great love story really begins at Sinai, because that's where the Ketubah is written. And the Ketubah is the Torah. And the rabbis insist that when the Israelites went to Sinai and they got this, they knew they were married. And all the features of a love affair followed from that. You go home and you make all the lists of pros and cons. There's the list, right there. The Ten Commandments. You should do this, and you shouldn't do that. And if you do this, then everything will be fine, and if you do that, we're going to have trouble. There are minor infractions, like squeezing the toothpaste in the middle. And major infractions, like betrayal. It's a love story. And like true love stories, deep love stories, enduring love stories, God says again and again and again, I will be angry at you, and I will push you away, and I will punish you, but I will never reject you. Sooner or later, we'll find each other again. Maybe not immediately, but sooner or later we will, because ours is a true love story, the kind where at the end of the movie we ride off into the sunset to Eretz Yisrael. And all of this love story is essentially enacted with words. When Israel came to the mountain, they didn't see God. They saw thunder, they saw lightning. And by the way, love stories, like everything else, they have their longueurs, they have their settled times. Which is why one of the rabbis said the reason that God had thunder and lightning at Sinai is because God knows when the Israelites start to hear words of Torah, they fall asleep. So first, God had to wake you up. Which is why on Shavuot there is a tradition of staying up all night to study. And then, offer the words. Because what did Israel feel as they came out of Egypt? They felt scared and alone in the world. But a special kind of loneliness. There was a Venetian poet of the late 20th, early 21st century, named Mario Stefano, and he said, loneliness isn't being alone. Loneliness is loving to no avail. Loneliness is unrequited love. And the Israelites felt like they loved, but there was no one there for hundreds of years, and finally God appears, and they're no longer alone. It's a love story. And you are the lovers. You are the ones who stood at Sinai. According to our tradition, every man, woman, and child who is either born or chooses to be Jewish, their soul was at Sinai, received the ketubah, got married to God. And that never ends. So when we talk about the words that changed the world, the words that God spoke and the words that the Israelites spoke, Na'aseh v'nishma, whatever it is, God, we'll do it. Now, tell us what it is. I know when you came to synagogue this morning, you probably anticipated many things, but you didn't know that you were going to be the principal actors in a love story. It's okay. Love stories sometimes result in children. And remember what you are called. B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel. We cover every part of the story. Sometimes we're close, sometimes we're distant, sometimes we're angry, sometimes we regret, sometimes we're ecstatic, but it's all the same story. For thousands of years, our ancestors and we have been part of this extraordinary circle, the circle around the mountain that the Israelites made, like the circle that you give under the chuppah, the circle of the ring, the unbroken circle that began and ended when God promised us and we promised God. Our love is blessed. It's not always perfect. It's often painful. We have suffered a great deal. But like lovers, we have never forgotten. And we have never, ever stopped loving. God bless our lovers.